You're listening to SBS News.
This is the life of Miss Bahu Lawandidi. Sat on his skateboard, he and his friends play para soccer, football with their hands, a game he invented over 30 years ago. He and the rest of the players are paralyzed because of polio.
I want to believe that our contribution helps a lot.
Ms. Bahu is the president of the Polio Survivors Association. He and others who have had the virus have been travelling around Nigeria trying to get parents to understand the importance of having their children vaccinated.
We ask anybody that, okay, you have seen us, you have seen how difficult we have come to you. Don't you think it's important for you to protect your child, not be like us? Because we know what our family have encountered. Many people rejected polio vaccine. But by the time we approach them for advocacy, they see how much we struggle for us to get there. They see how much we crawl, how much we have devoted our time just to help people to have healthier family.
While polio is a highly infectious virus, normally picked up by contaminated water, it affects children under the age of 5 and it weakens muscles and can cause paralysis. There's no cure, but there are vaccinations.
Immunization for all.
Getting people vaccinated in Nigeria has been a logistical challenge, and not just for Ms. Bahu and his colleagues. Conflict in Nigeria's Lake Chad area and deep suspicion over the vaccine has made it difficult for healthcare workers.
We know that some healthcare workers have made the ultimate sacrifice and lost their lives in the course of providing polio vaccine to children.
Dr. Matshidiso Moeti is the Africa Regional Director for the World Health Organization. In 2013, 9 female healthcare workers were shot in the northern city of Kano as rumors circulated that the vaccine was a Western plot. It took the combined efforts of religious and traditional leaders, the government and community workers to work together to convince parents to change.
And here I'd like to pause and really pay homage to and salute these healthcare workers for their bravery and their commitment.
That commitment has been a decade-long endeavour. According to the World Health Organization, since 1996, more than 9 billion oral vaccinations have been provided across Africa. More and more countries have been declared wild polio-free, meaning an estimated 1.8 million children have managed to avert being affected by the virus. Less than 10 years ago, Nigeria accounted for more than half of all global cases of wild polio. But today, it's hoping to be the last country in Africa to be declared free from the virus.
Polio! 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 Polio!